Today we have with us...
Hong Tong is my name.
Mai Brennan.
And I am Stuart Burks. So you escaped from Vietnam as Vietnamese boat people. You got to an island in Malaysia, and then the UN made contact with you.
Yes.
Yeah? So what happened then?
Then they start giving us, bringing a supply, food supply to us while we're on the island.
About a week later, we saw boat coming from mainland.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Visiting us with food supplies.
Yeah, UN okay. Food supply, tinned food, yeah.
Yeah. Was it Asian type food or
what? No.
Remember, about three boats.
Yeah.
Three boats with food supplies.
Food supply
but not
from
the
UN.
Sort of food that you're used to.
I
can't remember.
It's tin food. Tin a bag of two tin.
Three.
One
I remember
tin.
Three tins. One tin, chicken. One
peas.
Peas. Veggie. What's the other one?
Can't remember. Yeah, and a bag of rice. Things like that.
Basic.
And just to survive.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
So and you had pots and things for cooking. You were able to.
I still remember. I got one pot. I bought because I managed to save the money. So I bought a pot from the business people from the on the island, and my pot, that pot, it went around 24 hours a day because we
people
use it first. People boring
people
it. Nobody have got anything. Yeah. So next family, the family with three children who has one baby die, they are middle age with children, and they got nothing. They got everything taken away from the pirate. So they rely on us the whole time. So we landed first time. First thing in the morning, we have to cook our water to drink, to be safe.
Oh, you boil it, yeah.
Yeah, we boil it. Mm. And then... we cook rice, and then it went to his family. He used it, and then went around 24 hours a day for different families to use.
Yeah,
we took turn, and amazing enough, by the time I left the island, it's still very good condition.
Good stuff,
but I left on an island. I didn't think about taking it with me.
Yeah.
Silly me.
Silly you.
I should take it with me and keep it as a souvenir.
Yeah,
but I didn't. But I still remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have tents or something? How did you sleep? You were just out in the
ocean.
Good question. We did buy a tent. With my money kept, I did buy the tent at the beginning. Just a tent.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah.
And I remember.
We got a bonfire each night to keep us warm because we right on the coast.
Yeah.
And daytime is hot of Malaysian sun. Mm. Nighttime, you got bad wind. From the sea, and it's just so cold, and the body, it's just so hard for the body to deal with that without shelter. Yeah.
And you were just sleeping on the ground, basically.
We slept, We got
did you have blankets or
nothing?
No.
So
nothing,
all you got from the UN was a bit of food, basically.
That's right.
Yeah.
We didn't have, I don't remember having any belongings.
We left, that's right. Yeah.
No belongings at all.
No, nothing.
Yeah.
So that's why I got sick. Yeah. I almost died.
Really?
Yes, you don't remember that. On the island, I was very sick.
Yeah. So you didn't even have, say, a change of clothes? Or when you went on the boat, you took a few.
Clothes. We got changing clothes. Took it.
Well, yeah.
We took them with us.
We got probably Itawashka.
Just a
small bag.
Yeah.
After a week, we in a tent, which is very small, and then that man with the family, he started helping the boy building a little shelter for us, just all open, only three walls open, and then with the roof, but from the coconut leaves, from everything, whatever they can gather and can make up the shelter, and then we live in that, all open, remember? Mm-hmm. But at least we still got three walls
covered,
and then, and somehow we got something out, but we survived. We survived 1 month without anything like that. Only whole boats, only one baby died on the island and an old woman.
So afterward, are you in contact with many of the people from
the
boat?
Not really.
Or?
Not really.
They all went.
We all went different country.
Yeah. So what happened then? You were there for a month. Was that, and in that time you found you could come to New Zealand, or was that?
After a month on the island, UN took us back. After we got supply for a few weeks from UN, then they took us to a Malaysian camp where it's a bigger area and we got shelter and we got everything supplied better supply, and we've been recognized more. Mm.
Yeah,
As a refugee status by the year,
and which meant what?
That was Kuantan man. Kuantan, is it in Kuantan?
The refugee camp was located in a region called Kuantan.
Kuantan,
on the coastal line.
And what did it mean? You said that you were more recognized as refugees.
Yes.
So
that means all the international delegation came, that's when from there we can apply to go to the third country.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were applying for everywhere, or you decided let's apply for New Zealand, or?
In the camp, there were three countries that people would like to go the most, that America, Australia, and Canada. Because they're big, and we heard a lot about those countries in Vietnam.
Okay.
And Canada is the country that my parents were preparing to send my oldest brother out to study before the 1975. As soon as he finished high school, he would be, they preparing to send him off to do study in Canada. He wanted to go to study in Canada.
Yeah.
And then the 1975, fall. So the fall in 1975, everything stopped.
Yeah.
So while we're in the camp, Tony, my oldest brother, he's the one that most fluently in English.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to go to Canada, but they didn't want us. They want a career people. Mm-hmm. They don't want young and got nothing. We only, Tony, the oldest one in our group, he was a second year at the engineering university in Saigon.
Yeah.
So he hasn't finished the degree.
Yeah.
He's the oldest one. And I left high school. And the younger sibling, the younger, they're still, you know. So they didn't want to know us.
Yeah.
They only want career people. So that's it. We are off their list.
Mm.
And America, we need a family in America to sponsor us. Otherwise, they won't take us. Otherwise, we have to wait very long in a camp to be picked by America. We don't want to wait. We didn't want to wait that long. So New Zealand came, and we thought, okay, New Zealand, we never knew about New Zealand before. But all we knew is near Australia, and we knew it was the English-speaking country.
Yeah, that's the most
important. That's the most important.
That's the most important.
Yes, we didn't want to go to Europe, because Europe, you got to learn
another language. So your oldest brother was quite fairly fluent in English.
Yes.
And how about the rest of you? You knew a bit of English, or you learned it at school?
I learned English
as
my third language at school.
Okay.
My second language was French.
Yeah.
And Tony, his main language was, his first language was English. So he's very fluent, yes. But I learned more English when I was in a camp.
Yeah.
All by myself, yeah.
Yeah.
But...
What, you taught yourself?
I taught myself. I just books and things like that. Okay. Yeah, I taught myself. And I came to New Zealand, I knew, I could.
So how long, you were in a camp on the island for a month, and then how long in this other camp?
In the camp, about almost another 10 or 11 months, quite a long time.
And were you able to do, I know some refugees here, they were in camps for 20 years, not from Vietnam.
I know. Very scary.
So were there things to do? Could you work or earn money?
No.
Or there was
nothing. We all
any education for the children? Or?
No. We were young, so we didn't have any. No, didn't think of anything. Nothing.
There's nothing. So you were just waiting?
Just hang around. Mm. It just all. We can't get outside, go shopping or anything like that.
Yeah. Did you hear anything from your parents or?
No, not in the
They
camp.
Didn't know that not you were in the camp?
They knew. They knew the boat arrived in Malaysia somewhere, but they didn't know any more than that until we got to New Zealand. That's when we managed to get.
Okay, so you were a month on the island, 10 months in the camp, and then you went straight to New Zealand?
No, we've been transferred to the Kuala Lumpur for another couple of weeks, is it?
Yeah, a few weeks. Right.
Another few weeks. Wait, it's a transit camp. They call transit camp. It's a lot better condition.
Yeah.
We got nicer food supply cooked for us. Yeah. And we just, it's nice home. Okay. Home.
It's like a hotel.
Yeah. Like
for
a hotel.
For us, like a hotel.
Okay. Oh, yeah. For us, that yes. time, yeah. just like a hotel.
At the camp, yeah, mm-hmm.
Because
like a hotel.
You got the freshly cooked meal, you know, every day. What, yeah. While in the camp, we had tin food for 10 months.
Okay.
Okay. It was really
so basically then it was a year before you were actually in contact with your parents again.
That's right. Yes. So we come straight to
so what was that like? What was their reaction? They were still in Vietnam?
They were.
Yeah.
They were waiting to be when they saw us leaving, they came back. They didn't go back to Saigon where they got a house.
Yeah.
They decided to stay in the countryside where we left to find another way to go out like us.
Yeah.
So they went on another boat, pay them, and they didn't go. They took the money from the customer, but they didn't go. They say, no, you can't. Government stop this
scheme. So I lost quite a bit of money.
So they lost money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because they saw us went so smoothly, so they wanted
to do it.
They went another boat, so they got stuck in the countryside for 2 years, another 2 years, living under the roof, a shelter of people, with two kids.
Yeah,
their life was so horrible for all of us.
Yeah,
all of us, whether in country or in Malaysia. But when we were already in a refugee camp, we were so excited because then we could. Then we know that we are safely
in a future,
With a better future and to look forward to.
Yeah.
And when we got sick, we got the care we needed. There was some kind of little clinic set up by the UN at the camp. So we were fairly well cared for at the time in the camp.
So then, after some time, did it take long for New Zealand to decide to accept you?
No, it didn't take
long. Well, at the time, I remember the New Zealand government, through the UN, the New Zealand government decided to take in 300 refugees from Southeast Asia.
Oh, okay.
So they went, they sent a delegation, one to our camp and another to another camp on an island called Pulau Island.
Is that?
Yeah, that's the biggest refugee camp in Malaysia.
It's
so they sent one delegation, our camp, and then the other camp to pick up enough 300. So we applied. When we heard of them, we applied and got accepted fairly easily. Fairly easily.
Okay, that's good. And then, do you know what criteria they were using then? If they were different from the ones that Canadians?
I can't remember what criteria. I must ask Tony, Tony in Canada.
He went to Canada in the
end. Yeah, at the end. It must be fate, eh?
Yeah,
he came here first.
Yeah.
All of us came to Palmerston North. And then 2 years later, my parents came out with two children.
So what was the process when you were accepted in New Zealand? At that stage, did you just come straight to Palmerston North?
No, we got to Auckland first.
Yeah.
Where
and got
we
health
were.
Checks.
Got health checks. Check.
Yeah.
We got some kind of education about the,
New life.
Oh, there's the refugee
Mangere
that process was going there.
Yeah. 6 weeks. Six weeks we spent there.
So how was that?
Well, it's all right. That's the first time we smelled the lamb. lamb. In the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's the first. Did it smell good or bad? No, just different.
So different.
It's so different.
Yeah.
The thing is, every time
I remember the
first. We smell the.
Every morning we smell the same. Same thing.
Every day, lamb again.
That is what makes
lamb,
it.
Yes.
Okay.
Every day we every got day that smell.
So the what? Same. So what? They do. You just had roast lamb every day, didn't you?
No, I don't know. We can't remember what, but that kind of smell. That
same yes. smell every day. Every morning.
We can't remember so whether we had roast or not.
So you and you again, sort of mashed potatoes and things, right?
Something like that. Or sausages and
toast. So what?
But
what
we were happy. We were happy.
So did it all seem strange then, though, or you just thought, yeah, this is fine, or heck, what is this? Was it a surprise? The different sort of food.
Yeah, that was a new experience for us. It's just everything so new, so different. And it's getting better, and we just so excited about everything. Even the smell is different, but it didn't seem to bother us, hey?
No, I didn't, not at that. But I remember learning about new life.
Yeah, learning about new life.
One of the things I remember was just making a bed.
Yes.
Because it's cold.
Yes.
You didn't have to do anything like that back home.
Yeah.
So
making
a bed, you've got
you
a big
fold it down.
You've got a big blanket over and then fold it down under the mattress.
Hospital corners, did they?
Fold it down under your mattress.
Right. Yes.
Okay. To be warm.
Yeah.
That's like what I remember having learned from Auckland.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think we heard stories like the refugees would come and they'd be given. It might not have been here, but in other places, and they're given a bed. And they're really cold, but they don't realise that you don't sleep on top of it. You get into it.
That's right.
But,
so we didn't know. We didn't see. We didn't see what's underneath the blanket.
Blankets and the,
everything's so new.
Different.
Yeah, then we got told not to spit on the street.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not so long that I'm a little bit older than you, but growing up in England, on the buses, there were signs, no spitting.
So it must have been not long before me that
it was normal for Europeans to spit on buses and things. So,
But in fact, back in Vietnam, the person that's from a decent family, they don't spit on the street. They wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Normally,
the lower people,
you know, that kind of thing, but not the beetle.
So you settled in Palmerston North. Did you miss Vietnam?
At the beginning, we did.
What did you miss?
Missed the parent.
Yeah.
Especially my sister. I remember we were renting the house. We were living in Church Street. We renting the house from Salvation Army.
Okay.
Yes. Salvation Army.
Okay, so you were in the refugee camp. Then what? So the Salvation Army sort of adopted you as a refugee family?
Yes.
And helped you? So they provided a house and
that's
you
right.
rent it? And
yeah, provide us the house for us to rent. Very good rent. And provide us all the food at the beginning. Yeah. And old furniture and everything else. We saw at the beginning we got everything, for the living. We don't need to buy anything.
Yeah.
So
how long were you there before your parents came out?
2 years.
2 years there?
Yeah. So during that time, Salvation Army lended us $200 to live on.
Yeah.
I didn't have a job. Mm. Tony didn't have a job. Tony and I were in 20, I was 20 and Tony was 22. Yeah. The rest of three of them went to school to QEC.
QEC?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Where they got met Mrs. Needham.
May Needham.
May Needham took them English.
Ah, okay.
Second language.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we got extra class for English.
Yes.
So how was school, adjusting to school?
It was a struggle for me to fit into school here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mainly because of the language.
Yeah.
It's the biggest barrier.
Yeah.
Language and culture as well, though? Was
the kids different.
Were you playing rugby and cricket?
No.
Did you play, now in Vietnam, did you play badminton?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, because I found when I came, there was a Malaysian community here, and they were all absolutely amazing at badminton.
Badminton popular in Vietnam as well.
So you could probably have done well with that competition. Yes. Yeah.
But because we kind of have a lot of stack going through, like Malaysian people, they come from there to here. They don't have to go through all the
hardship. That's right, you've gone through all those stages.
We went through all the hardship, and then we kind of adjusting and, you know, kind of thing. It's just different kind of thing. Yeah. But so I, after a few weeks, I got a job at introduced by the labor department.
Yeah.
And Tony as well. He got a job in computer science.
Oh.
Yes.
So he had some of those skills already from...
No. He worked in the store. Storeroom for computer science. I think it's computer science. He in the storeroom anyway.
Oh, yeah. With computers anyway.
Yeah, he didn't have computer skill at that time, no.
Yeah. Okay.
And I worked in the library, but we
So you went straight into the library?
Yeah, I went straight to the library.
Okay. That would have been quite...
I only have 6 month contract.
Yeah.
They only have... I was introduced by the labor department to the library for 6 months. After 6 months, they accepted me as a full-time. They got a full-time job
Now, of course, the Vietnamese alphabet is similar to the Western, but with lots of extra bits. So you didn't have it too... It wasn't too difficult, say, cataloguing the books and so on.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that the sort of work you were doing? Or what did they... I did cataloging,
lending, issuing. I remember that issues deck. I was at the issue. We took
the
turn.
Issues desk.
We took turn, and then we sort out the returning book. We sort out and put back on the shelf. Remember those days? It's all changed now in the library.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a big change.
But so did that seem very strange to you, or it's just, well, there's similar things in Vietnam, so
I never worked in Vietnam.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. So I learned everything there. Yeah. Yes. So people are very kind there, and
okay.
That was good. Yeah.
So
and later
yeah,
on.
Yeah, we were much welcome in here.
Yeah.
Everywhere we go, we went, so.
That's good.
Yeah.
And so, and then the idea was as many of you as possible would get degrees and move on?
Yes. After my parents come out, when they come into New Zealand, you know, so we all reunited. And my father worked in a factory for a few months, four months. Yeah. He didn't like it. He wanted to get into the business.
Mm.
So he bought a dairy. Yeah, remember
in Albert Street.
In Albert Street, yes.
Yeah.
So I left the library to help them out.
Okay. So how did they get out from Vietnam on a family reunification, or they had to get out of Vietnam before they could be considered for here?
They have to get out from Vietnam on the boat.
So they were also boat people.
But they went on escaping completely. Escaping.
Okay, so that was a much riskier thing.
Much riskier.
That's why we all got in prison the first attack.
Yes.
Wow.
So because they got stuck there in the countryside for 2 years after we left, they managed to, they lost one lot of money with another boat, trying like the way we did, but they lost that. So they disappointed, but not much else they can do.
They were becoming desperate.
Yeah.
They were
desperate.
The longer they
said,
stay in the
no
country,
way they go back to Saigon.
Yeah,
no way.
So
no
were
way
they still, were they sort of in the countryside pretending to be Chinese, or?
No, they're in the countryside. They don't want, I don't know what, I can't, I
don't
know whether they, no, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they keep in touch with the man who who used to have a business deal or something to do with the first exam with him.
Okay.
He's, yeah. He lived in the same area.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why it's a long story from the first
yeah.
time.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
better
connection.
For him.
Yeah.
Better,
so
for,
better
for
them, mom him to, him. Yeah, for that. So he keep in touch, somehow he keep in touch with him again. He that man, he decided to go to make a trip.
To yeah. have another attempt.
Another
yeah.
attempt.
Okay.
Another attempt.
With his family, he didn't go. He just organizing it with to take the money from the customer.
Yeah, okay.
And also for his children to go.
Oh, okay.
So my
so he wanted to stay but send his children.
Send his yeah. children. And then they took my parent as well. My parent didn't need to pay him.
So was it your parents that took his children out?
No.
No.
His children all grown up.
Oh, okay.
They not underage.
Oh, okay.
But my my parent did not need to pay him this time.
Okay.
Because at the beginning, they already agreed some deal with the first exam.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen.
Ah, okay.
So,
he was still owed for the...
He
the,
still owed my father something,
okay.
yes. So this time, they wanted him to organize some group of people from Saigon for him.
Yeah, okay.
Voluntary, not paying him anything.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a long story. So, I knew that they got out the last time that was completely escape.
Hmm.
It took them 2 days to get to Malaysia.
Yeah, that's
very good
yeah.
captain. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is one of the son of his of that old man.
Okay.
He's a fisherman professionally.
Ah, okay. So I knew.
And he knows.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they got to Pulau Bidong for...
Yeah.
Straight to Pulau Bidong.
Straight to
okay.
Pulau
the
Bidong.
And then you could say, it's parents, and so they could come out.
Yes.
Yeah.
But...
Okay.
Yes. Well, but they about met pirate as well.
Yeah. Okay.
And one girl took...
You were taken away.
Taken away.
Oh.
One girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. The pirate. Oh. And the man on the boat being bitten by the pirates.
Oh, yeah.
By hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, terrible.
Terrible. Yeah, it's just...
So then, just to wrap this up,
so
your family, in the end, they were all...
Together.
Two parents and seven children, all
together.
Here.
Initially.
And they started off with some jobs and some of you in school. Just going now, 40 years later, you married a university lecturer, you've got... What, three grown-up boys
children.
Who've got degrees and good professional jobs.
Yes.
You're married, you've been working in the university
and
married also and with two younger children but doing very well at school. What about the other, your siblings?
Oh, they, like my sister, she married to a Singaporean.
Yeah.
She finished degree accountancy degree at Massey, and she met her husband there. So, who did the master degree at Massey?
Yeah.
And they got married and they moved to Singapore many years ago, and
okay.
they had three children
yeah.
in Singapore.
So they're doing well there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My Tony,
oldest
brother,
yeah.
he was here, finished a degree at Massey as well in computer science.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked for computer science Massey for a
yeah.
while.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He worked for computer science department for a while before he left.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked as a computer programmer in Canada
mm-hmm.
for many years.
Okay.
Now he still
yeah.
works for government there, the government.
Okay.
Yeah.
yeah.
He got two children.
Mm-hmm.
My second brother, who next to me, he's got degree at Massey University as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's a computer technology.
Yeah.
Yeah, he spent 4 years at Massey. He
yeah.
finished with honors.
Yeah.
And
okay.
he worked for Data Bank.
Okay.
After graduating. Yeah.
Yeah.
Data Bank.
Okay.
Data Bank.
He worked for
okay.
Data Bank in Wellington.
Okay.
And then he got a job in America, in New Jersey, for Reserve Bank.
Okay.
For wow. America, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Mm. That was many years ago now. Yeah. He's been there about 15 years now.
Okay, yeah.
And Hong's here.
Yes.
And two younger one.
Yeah.
They all finished Massey University as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a degree in computer.
Mm.
And now they're in Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
The second youngest one, he married to the Pākehā.
Yeah.
Pākehā, Māori Pākehā.
Yeah.
They got three children.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And my youngest one, he's also in computer and he married, but no children.
Okay.
He's the youngest one, yes. Yeah, okay. And he's also computer. He works for the New Zealand Superannuation Scheme.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's looking after the oldie.
Yeah,
he's a, yes.
Okay, so they've all made something of their lives here. And
yes.
Contribution either here or doing well overseas.
Yes.
So it was a good move for all of you, really.
It's been more than 40 years now.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Long time.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yes. Yeah.
And my youngest child, my baby, is 22. Mm. He has a first job after he finished the degree last year.
Mm-hmm.
He's got first job start at the beginning of this month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he works for KPMG.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's very happy.
Yeah.
My eldest, he's a builder.
Yeah.
In Brisbane.
Uh-huh. Mm. Oh, wow.
And my second one, he's finished his PhD.
Mm. Wow.
And he got a job with a young company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Holter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Mm.
Okay. Should we stop?
Okay.